You're listening to SBS News.
Nithya Reddy believes if her sister Preethi Reddy understood what coercive control was, she would still be alive.
To exert control and force is ultimately the most dangerous thing, and she didn't know that because we haven't learnt that as a society. So many young women don't know that. I didn't know that.
Preethi Reddy was murdered by an ex-partner in 2019. A review by the New South Wales Coroner's Court found 99% of domestic homicides were preceded by some form of coercive control. Nithya Reddy says her sister's case is one of them.
My sister was kind, compassionate, considerate, infinitely patient person, and he used those virtues, those qualities, to control her.
This conduct is commonly defined as a pattern of domination that includes tactics such as isolation from loved ones, monitoring and surveillance, humiliation and degradation. And it's often a male perpetrator with a female victim. Now a new campaign featuring federal parliamentarians is urging states and territories to outlaw this form of domestic violence. Linda Burney is the opposition's families and social services spokesperson.
It is really a pervasive problem that affects terribly the lives of people that find themselves in these situations.
While some states, including New South Wales and Queensland, are looking at ways to criminalise it, some experts have cautioned that the current justice system is simply not set up to support it as a standalone offence. Kate Fitzgibbon is the director of the Monash Gender and Family Violence Prevention Centre.
This stage would potentially lead to negative experiences in the court for women. We do not have sufficient specialist police training on coercive control to support the rollout of the offence, and we need to ensure that the evidentiary burdens are considered in some detail.
Michael Morris from the In Touch Multicultural Centre Against Family Violence in Victoria supports coercive control being criminalised, but says there are risks that need to be addressed.
A lot of the times when the police turn up, it can be quite a confusing environment, particularly if the couple do not speak English, and we need to unpack it. And so sometimes there'll be that misidentification of the perpetrator.
Ms. Morris believes with robust education and community engagement, there is every chance such a change will mean better protection for women and children. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.